South.
The Pickup Show. Connected. You're connected.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, man. What's good?
Basketball. LeBron James. Tremendous three-pointer to end that game.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get into the flop. But, man. No. Fuck it. You want to jump in right now?
On the play game?
Yeah. All right. All right, what were your thoughts on not just that one, but all the playoff games?
What playoff games? This isn't the playoffs, it's the play-in.
The play-in, sorry. What are your thoughts on the play-in games?
San Antonio, I mean, I know the dynasty has been over for a long time already, but it's going to be a while before they do anything significant in the playoffs again. Memphis looks like a nice up.
Addition of more quality pieces
and more time together, they should become, you know, I'm not going to say a championship contender, but we should see them routinely in the playoffs from here on out. Memphis.
Okay, yeah.
I feel that we're going to see them in the playoffs consistently. The Warriors, man, wow. Steph is really, you know, I was one of those guys that said, oh, he's just a great shooter. At this point, Steph's showing that, hey, he's more than a shooter, and he deserves all the respect and all the accolades that he's got because he really put that team on his back. And if you want, I know you said a flop. Don't get me wrong, LeBron James is a flopper, and he has had a history of it. But one thing that really threw me off, specifically from Jeff Van Gundy, who, my goodness, I don't even know why he's commentating. He can't coach. He's not that great of a commentator either. But he saw that play where Draymond Green, I thought it was a flagrant. He made contact with his face. He poked his eye out. Considering that much less has been called for a flagrant, that's the only reason why. I'm just saying I want consistency. But my biggest thing is hearing Jeff Van Gundy, and I don't know if Mark Jackson was one of these guys too, saying that, oh, he was vertical. At what point does your arms going forward, you know, mean you're vertical? Draymond Green's arms were not straight up. They came down. So explain to me where that verticality rule comes in there. Clearly, this is why he hasn't landed a coaching job since God knows when. Mm-hmm. And honestly, don't think he's that great of a commentator either at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two-piece on that.
Okay. So here's the playing game. Charlotte does what Charlotte does. They fucking piss me the fuck off and choke when they need to.
But that wasn't much of a surprise, though. Let's be honest.
It wasn't, but Jesus Christ, at least play. Like, God damn.
You got Jordan suiting up in the locker room already, getting ready with Mike's secret stuff.
Yeah, that was bad. We'll talk about it later. I had Memphis in the far fetch for the West projections.
Yeah.
But now they're playing for the 8th seed against Golden State, which is real good. And I had a conversation with someone. I want to get your opinion. Are there any other games I'm missing? Washington, Boston, Bradley Beal's hurt.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's going to be very tough. And I think I can't look right now, but I think Washington is beating Indiana right now for the 8th seed. So, look at that right now. But what I was about to say is even if Washington beats Indiana, what's the point? Bradley Beal's hurt, you know? Russell Westbrook can't beat that team by himself.
Yeah, but he gets to pad his stats, which we know he loves doing. Yeah. Right now the Wizards are up 14 points on the Pacers at halftime. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is the half. I'm not going to say it's over, but
yeah.
I mean, it's not looking too good for Indiana at this point, but this would set up the Wizards with the matchup against the 76ers, which let's be honest, I feel like Bradley Beal or no, I don't think the Wizards win that series. So, hey, why not say you made it to the playoffs?
But that would have, at least if you would have lost, he would have gotten a lottery pick in a semi-decent year. I still need to do my homework. But also, it's just why? I don't know. I don't get it. at least for me, for the Washington perspective.
Why? San Antonio, because it justifies the fact that you got players like Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook on the same team. Whether it's an 8 seed, it justifies the fact that, hey, we gave up stuff for this guy, but we made the playoffs.
Yeah. We gave up John Wall. Yay.
Not like Houston well, made the playoffs anyways.
Exactly. But and that's got, a whole different story. I'll get into that later. There's a difference between being hurt and tanking. There's a complete difference. But last one, I heard that – I didn't watch it. Memphis, San Antonio, I don't know if that was a good game. I think it was a good game.
It was fun for the most part. Yeah. I know Popovich after his – I believe the first quarter, I think he summed it up nicely. We're getting our asses kicked. Mm. End quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, Washington, Memphis going up against Golden State, I believe tomorrow – that's going to be an interesting game. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying. So the game yesterday, Golden State and the Lakers, obviously the Warriors were up the whole game.
Yes.
And just the fact that they were keeping it close without Kelly Oubre, without James Wiseman, obviously without Klay Thompson, was really interesting to me. So I text someone. He don't listen to this podcast, so it don't matter. But I text someone and I'm like, yo, man, like they're doing it without these guys and they're keeping it close. And he's like, well, like Kelly Oubre sucks. James Wiseman is what did he say? James Wiseman is I don't know, he said something. Basically like a non-factor, he's unproven. And you know, Klay obviously is a beast.
And I'll tell you what? They can say what they want about James Wiseman being unproven, but you clearly saw when the Lakers got an advantage in yesterday's game is when they took advantage of their size inside.
Yep.
And clearly James Wiseman would have been able to play a factor in preventing that, especially with the clamps that Draymond had on Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as saying that he's unproven, regardless if he's unproven or not, I think he would have had his
imprint in yesterday's game.
Yeah. Definitely.
He would help. And I also think Kelly Oubre would help. Like, I know he's had a down season, but a bucket is a bucket.
Yep.
Just anything. Because, and I told him, I was like, well, you guys are losing to Steph Curry and a bunch of second rounders. Because it's true. Draymond Green, second round. Juan Toscano-Anderson, second round. Andrew Wiggins plays like a second rounder, but he was the first overall pick. And I couldn't even tell you the fifth guy. I don't, like, who was the fifth guy? Kevon Looney? Second rounder.
Might have been,
I don't even know who's on their bench.
We're also looking at a Laker team similar
to who haven't played with each other, a full roster. Okay, is that what you're going to say?
I was going to add that and even add more to it. I was going to say similarly to the team that you defend all the time, the Brooklyn Nets, who it's a viable excuse for them. They haven't played together in so long. Plus you got two key guys coming back from injuries that led to prolonged absences.
Okay. When was the last time I said that?
When was the last time we talked basketball?
So it's been months, right?
Yeah. But is it because you hadn't got it or is it because we haven't talked basketball?
It's been months though, right? That's what I'm saying. Like you're in the playing game and you have what I'm thinking. And people think, because don't even get me started with Anthony Davis. People believe that they have the Lakers have two of the top five players. LeBron's a GOAT. I know LeBron. But if you have two of the top five players and you have two six men of the year last year and you have a quote-unquote Hulk, like people like to call Andre Drummond, you expect to be – I thought the Lakers are gonna win by 12 plus points. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna touch on this real quick. When you look at first of all, AD raised more questions this year than he answered, as far as him being a go-to guy, as far as him being a top five player in the league.
Let me also say this, and this will help you too. I understand it was a short season. I understand that as well. But
And I get that too. But last year it was in the bubble and he played well there. So I mean, he's played through, I guess, unconventional circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's not a viable excuse for him at this point anymore. So he definitely raised more questions than, you know, than proved points this season. Schroeder, I feel like when you look at his numbers on teams that he's been, teams that he's been on have actually played better with him on the bench or him being out. So whether or not he really is a guy who can, you know, play a big role in a game, that's yet to be seen. And it's because of that that I feel that the Lakers haven't committed to giving him $100 million, which, by the way, please don't do it. He is not a $100 million player. And to your other point, which was the last one, what was the last thing you said, D?
Sixth man of the year. You got two of the top five players in the league.
And one more thing. This is the last one. Drummond, that signing, yeah. I like it as his role because his role will simply be to rebound and do what he can. But let's be honest. If you go back and look at what Andre Drummond has been, if people thought that he was going to be, he's going to play the Dennis Rodman role. Clearly, you haven't seen Dennis Rodman, and you haven't
people
seen
thought that.
Oh man, like that. As far as I heard that from Laker fans. He's going to go out there and get rebounds and all that. And all I thought was like did you see Dennis Rodman? This guy's not Dennis Rodman.
You know what I call that? I'm not calling you this, but you know what I call that?
What do you call that?
Casuals.
Fair enough. And not only that, I just feel like when you put the ball in Drummond's hand, it's always a 50-50 chance he's going to bobble it and lose it, or he's going to blow a dunk. Honestly, yeah. he's one of the most uncoordinated big men I have seen. But hey, as long as he grabs boards and he's able to get the Lakers more possessions, then hey, so be it. Mm-hmm. But for people to think that, oh, he's going to be Dennis Rodman, he's going to have this role, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Uh-huh. So, I mean, with that being said, I feel that without the injuries, the Lakers wouldn't have been in the situation. But
they wouldn't be in the playing game.
No, they wouldn't. But clearly, this is very common of LeBron-led teams, whereas you take LeBron out, there's not a whole lot that the team does without him. So, it didn't surprise
me. Whose fault is that?
Huh?
Whose fault is that?
You know what? It's tough to say whose fault it is. Some people could say, hey, it's LeBron's fault because, you know, that's the team that he wants. And then when he's not there, it happens. Or you could also blame the front office for not, you know, I don't know. It's a tough question. I feel like multiple people are at fault when it comes to that happening. As much as LeBron may be at fault, I feel the front office and the franchise as a whole is at fault as well for accommodating everything.
Okay, so in the season. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. No, you but go ahead.
Hard,
what are you gonna say?
It's hard not to accommodate when a player like LeBron is telling you the things that he wants.
No, I agree. And it seemed like I listened to our preseason. You said that you like the Lakers' odds versus Brooklyn. And you said that you thought Dennis Schroeder would be a good matchup versus Kyrie. Do you still feel that?
No.
Okay. Hey, at least you're honest, because I'll be honest as fuck when we get later, and I'll be like, I was wrong.
The fact that when Schroeder was on there, Curry was having his way, and it was Caruso who came in and, you know, was able to bottle him up.
Shout out to Caruso.
Yeah. He was able to bottle him up fairly well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Kyrie is just as mobile, if not more mobile with the ball. I don't see Schroeder being able to stick with him at all in the playoffs. Yeah. So that's just going to lead to more responsibility for Caruso, and hopefully he can rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and to be honest, man, I don't know, again, the injuries. I don't know if it was more AD and LeBron were injured or they were resting, because I could see both ways. Like I said before, I understand it was a short season, especially for those who made the West/East finals and the finals, as we've seen with Jamal Murray, seen with the slow start with Miami. We've seen it.
Look, man, Kyrie taking all these games off for personal reasons, he was resting. James Harden's hamstring injury, it was rest. KD's injuries was resting. LeBron's ankle injury was rest. AD's Achilles, that one I feel was legitimate.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's stay on this Memphis Warriors game. Yeah. Which honestly was probably the only game I watched this whole season. I have not watched, which we'll talk about a little later, the regular season. I have not watched any basketball. I haven't. But
I didn't watch too much either this season, but yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, we talked about, I guess we talked about that topic. Let me cross that out. No one watched the season. But we'll talk about why, right? But this Golden State Lakers game was really good, you know?
Yeah.
Hats off to LeBron. People saying he wasn't clutch. I feel like that was a clutch three.
It was a clutch three, but whenever LeBron does it, it's called a go-ahead bucket. And whenever anybody else does it, it's called a clutch three.
So. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Going to that, man, as a Lakers fan, because I was watching it, and who knows, maybe I was rude, and you know how I feel about the Warriors. I hate the Warriors. But I found myself rooting for the Warriors. And the reason why is because I really wanted LeBron and AD to go in the eighth seed and play Utah. I wanted that, especially after what LeBron said about Utah and at the All-Star weekend, whatever. But I really felt like the refs, especially in the fourth quarter, there were some calls that weren't called for the Warriors, but they were called for the Lakers. And I want to get your opinion as a Lakers fan. Please don't be biased. Did you see the same thing I did?
I did see that happening, but I also did see that there were quarters earlier on in the game. Granted that those quarters may not be as decisive to the outcome of the game. Mm-hmm. I did see that the Warriors were getting a lot of calls early on, and the Lakers mm-hmm. started getting them more later on. So mm-hmm. I just feel based with that, it was for the most part balanced refereeing. But mm-hmm. obviously getting calls later in the game will be more decisive as far as to how the game will turn out. So
yeah,
I can leave it at that.
Okay, I respect that, because there was one where Jordan Poole was going for a dunk, and LeBron fouled him. He didn't touch the ball at all. No call. Then someone breathed on. I forgot what LA Laker. Someone like just took a deep breath at him and fucking foul.
Okay, I know that play you're talking about with Jordan Poole. You're talking about with the missed dunk.
Yeah.
Okay, LeBron didn't make contact with his arm. And by the time LeBron's body made contact, no, it wasn't. I did not see any contact with the arm, because Jordan Poole missed the dunk. He got blocked by the rim, bro. He got blocked by the rim.
Oh my gosh,
that's what I saw. Granted, I stream it on a very poor quality, you know, thing. So if you can get me an image of that with like HD video, then I will stand corrected. But I'll be honest, my quality of video wasn't that great for me to be like, oh yeah, he didn't touch him like definitively from what I saw in those little pixels. I didn't see him grab the arm. I just saw more of him missing it against the rim.
Okay. What I saw is he hit his arm and his body was all on him. Like, you think Jordan Poole is just going to fall like that? You know, so just like shit like that. And honestly, let me get your opinion about the end of the game. End of the game, I think that was a bad play by the Warriors, you know, where mm-hmm. AD stole it. But I feel like AD was low-key kind of holding Curry. And that didn't get called.
I mean, yeah. I can't argue with that one.
Okay. And, like, I thought that was ridiculous. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, the last game, the last play. AD, his whole ass arm is on Curry and no fouls. But again, it could have been because I wanted to see Lakers versus Utah really bad.
You know, and I'm surprised you want to see Lakers versus Utah as a Clippers fan, because that would only mean that, you know, Clippers would face the Lakers in the second round, which, let's be honest, if the Clippers want to play the Lakers at any point, they want to postpone it until the Western Conference final.
All right, well, let's get into the topic of teams ducking the Lakers. All right, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm going to be honest. The Lakers are a great team, but with all the injuries that they've had to deal with, the lack of chemistry, I feel, because of the injuries, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a reason to be ducking them, because the Lakers are beatable. As we saw yesterday against the Warriors, the Lakers are beatable. So. Mm-hmm. Not they're beatable in a full 7-game series. I mean, we'll see as the playoffs develop. But clearly, you can beat the Lakers. Just ask the Warriors.
I don't know, man. Because if I'm any team, I'm ducking the Lakers too. There's no way. I'm not betting on LeBron. Betting against LeBron.
It's the most dangerous seven seed in NBA history, probably. I'll tell you that much.
Easily. Easily. Yeah. Easily one of the most dangerous seven seeds. And it's just, yeah, I don't blame the teams for doing that. Because it's like, it's just being smart. Yeah, smart. I don't want to play the Lakers. It's okay.
It is smart, but the only reason why it comes off really, really weak on part of the Clippers is because they've spent a better part of a – they spent all last season, essentially, from the beginning towards the end, up until they got eliminated in the second round, trying to come out of that shadow and, you know, no, we're not the little brother. We're this, we're that. Mm-hmm. And for you to duck them like a little brother, it's where it's a little bit, you know, bitchy. Mm-hmm. If I can be real.
No, on the Clippers. I agree. I agree.
You know, I don't want to see this, you know, street lights over spotlight, you know, billboards anymore. I don't want to see this whole thing of we're our own thing. No, you're a little brother and you behave like one. So at this point, take the criticism.
Yeah, you're not, yeah, I'm not finding you on that. I agree.
Yep.
Especially when they first got PG and Kawhi, it was all like, all the marketing around LA was like, oh, like, we're better than the Lakers. Everything was targeted on LeBron or the Lakers. It was kind of ridiculous. So, but as a basketball standpoint, yeah, I'm dugging the Lakers. And who's got to face them? Denver? And that's if Denver wins?
No, it's the Suns.
Or the no, I'm talking about for the second round.
Oh, for the second round? Yeah, it'll either be Denver. No. It'll be the – oh, you're right. I think it'll be Denver or Portland, correct?
No, I think we play Portland.
Portland's in six.
Oh, then who – oh, we play Luka.
Yeah, so Clippers, and then you'll get the winner of the – yeah,
so Utah and
Warriors
or Grizzlies, which will probably. I really hope it's the Grizzlies, even though I want them to get a lottery pick. But
yeah,
that'll be interesting. But it is what it is, man. All right, so let's go back. Like I said earlier, I think this one might be kind of quick, honestly. So I listened to our preseason podcast. And should I write down the hot takes, the quotes that we said, or should I get right into our playoff predictions?
It's up to you. We can do it either way, man. But I just want to say that hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. There's some things we were really wrong about, especially me. And there are some things you look like a fucking genius.
But before we get started, I just want to say that I had the New York Knicks. I didn't have them get into the playoffs, but I had them as winners of the NBA draft. And boy, what a surprise the Knicks were this season.
Man.
I am taking that with me to the grave. I called it.
You did say. And the funny thing is, it's like, is Obi Toppin really hasn't done shit.
No, you're
it's
welcome,
been New York. Quickly. And well, Derrick Rose
just missed my sleeper pick. I should have there, man.
Same. I remember we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because I compared Quickley to Killian Hayes. I'm like, if I'm comparing Killian Hayes to Quickley, like, there's no way you should be in the lottery. Yeah. But yeah, no, I agree. Him and Payne Pritchard. Payne Pritchard hooping.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, hooping. But, all right, let's get to these hot takes that we said. I said I can't take the Bucks seriously. Whatever they're doing is cute. I still stand by it. They're still Brooklyn. They're still Philly. They got to go through Miami, which we'll talk about later. But I don't see them. What do you think?
I think you said it all with they got to go through Miami. There's a tough history there of Milwaukee falling short, specifically with Miami. Miami just has the winning recipe to stop Giannis. And with that, I mean, at this point, if Milwaukee's out in the first round, uh-huh, I wouldn't even have them as title contenders anymore. They're just, they're pretenders, to be honest. They're not contenders.
Oof. Let them know. And I said the Bucks championship window is shut. and I compared them to Lob City.
Ouch. I would look, I'm gonna be real with you. I think Lob City had more success than the Bucks.
Really? I
feel like they did.
I think did the Bucks go to the East Finals?
That's a good question.
Because if they have, then no. Oh.
I think they did.
I think we are a better team. We had better, way better teams.
Oh yeah.
But man. Okay, you said the balance in the league has made the games fun. We've both said we didn't really watch the games, but we've heard that it's been fun. Now, let's get into that. Why didn't you watch any, like, really basketball games? We kept up with it, like, you know, scores and all that, but why didn't you watch any games?
I don't got cable, bro. That's really what it was. No, it's just with the shortened season and – honestly, the lack of crowd noise, it really did make a difference. The games just weren't while the games were exciting from a scoring standpoint and everything, just that lack of excitement, you know, what you get from a sporting event, it just wasn't there. And you noticed it yesterday between, you know, the Warriors and the Laker game yesterday. It's no surprise that it was really fun. And a part of it that made it even better was the fact that you had some fans in there, you know? I think that played a big role. And quite frankly, man, just time. I didn't really have time to catch too many games.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that, bro. Trust. At least for me, I mean, like you said, time was tough. But one, it felt like it was too fast.
Yeah.
It was way too fast. And also a lot of the COVID calls really – like, you know, guys missing games because of COVID or safety protocol. Like, I wasn't a fan of that.
Which was another issue I had with Schroeder this year. How are you going to be in that protocol like 4 or 5 times in a year? like, get your shit together, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, Schroeder might be the dumbest dude. $8 million. Yeah. That might be worse than Nerlens Noel turning down $70 million from fucking Dallas.
Is it worse than DeMarcus Cousins? Did he turn down big money or no? He just got hurt, huh?
No, he just got hurt. Thank God. I don't think he would have turned down big money. Like no one's stupid like that.
No, you're right.
Well, I mean, except for Nerlens and Dennis.
Noel.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's
a good deal with the Lakers. You know, he's clutch. Just saying.
Dude, clutch is basically runs the Lakers organization.
They do.
So, but yeah, that's what did it for me. Like, I wasn't a so many health and safety protocols, people missing, games felt forced, you know, at least for me. And then even All-Star break, which shouldn't have happened.
Nope.
Because you can't be having all these guys coming from everywhere, especially during the pandemic, the state of where we were in. But, like, they still did it. And it's like, honestly, it was – we know it's all about money, but it made it –
that helped is the fact that part of the proceeds went to like historically black colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, rather than put people at risk, just donate the money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a spectacle to donate money. Just donate it. If that is your intention, donate the money to the HBCUs and don't worry about glorifying yourself with an All-Star event.
I agree, but they had to keep their fucking contracts, of course, their TV contracts and shit. So that was annoying. That's why I didn't really watch it. And honestly, too, there was hella injuries.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people were getting hurt.
And that should have come as a surprise. Shortened season, shortened off season.
They can't train like they're used to because of COVID protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they could play.
Yeah. Probably you can have an all-star. You can have an all-star game come from like a bunch of different parts of the country, but you can't train, you know, without a mask and having your teammate next to you and stuff like that. So
it's so stupid. This whole shit was so stupid.
It really was.
But let's go back to it, George. You said, and I agreed with you, we had high hopes for this team, but just like we talked about, injuries got the best of them. And I'm talking about Portland. Portland, you said they're going to make the West Finals. How do you feel about that?
I'm sticking with it. I think that they will beat Denver, especially now that they're down Jamal Murray. It sucks because you got, you know, MVP candidate Jokic there. But yeah. I know they got Aaron Gordon. I mean, they still got a great squad down there. But I think Portland will beat the Nuggets, mm-hmm. Which I think would set up a matchup with who?
Utah, I think. 4 or 5?
With Utah,
no.
Right?
No. It would be Lakers or Suns.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Okay. So that's going to be rough because I seriously had Portland for some reason. I don't know why I messed up. I thought Portland was going to play the Clippers next.
No, because they're third seed, right? Do you have the bracket on you?
Fourth. Yeah, I have it right here. Clippers are fourth.
No, I'm talking about Portland.
Portland is sixth.
They're fifth? Sixth?
Sixth, you're right. So they would play the Lakers, correct?
Yeah, they'll play the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't see them getting to the Western Conference Finals anymore. For some reason, I did it wrong. So, no, I don't see them doing it, unfortunately.
What were your thoughts? Oh, go ahead.
Unless Phoenix upsets the Lakers, and yes, I have Portland being able to take out Phoenix.
What were your thoughts? Obviously, it was an injury-filled season for Portland, like really bad. Yeah. What were your thoughts on that Gary Trent trade for Norman Powell?
I liked it, you know, because he made an instant impact. But I think Gary Trent was starting to come into his own, and he had some really good games down in Toronto. So if they're able to somehow pull it off and win this year, then, hey, it was worth it. Kind of think Toronto getting Kawhi, hey, it's a one-year thing, and it worked out. But I just hope that they don't look back and realize that they might have given up a really, really good asset in Gary Trent Jr.
No, I agree. I feel like at the podcast, we've both been very high on Gary Trent Jr.
And yeah.
He's shown out, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to really show what you can do when you have two very ball-dominant point guards. And that's no shade to Lillard and CJ.
You know, that's my thing, though. You always hear rumors about how they might move CJ. They might move CJ. Mm-hmm. He costs too much and this and that. Gary Trent would have been an ideal guy to fill in for CJ if CJ was moved.
I agree.
You know, you move CJ. Yeah, I believe you might still have Norman Powell, but I just don't think that they thought that trade all the way through.
And I think Gary Trent is due for pay. I think his contract is expiring. That's why they did it. But still, like, I'm a big fan of Gary Trent Jr. I had him my sixth man of the year because I expected big things for him. But, yeah, that's not happening. All right. So this one actually looks better for me because Jaylen Brown is hurt, which I never want to see. But Daniel says Boston loses in the first round. They're what, seventh seed?
Who are they playing? Brooklyn.
Oh, they're playing Brooklyn. Yeah, they're losing. Yeah. They're losing.
They're done.
Then I said Brooklyn to the finals.
You're still sticking with that?
I still sticking with that, but I have to say I'm not as confident as I once was. Two reasons. And it started before the James Harden trade. I relied a lot on Spencer Dinwiddie. He was going to be the glue guy. Losing him with the torn ACL early in the season really messed things up.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine if you have a healthy Spencer Dinwiddie right now, that would help a lot.
Big time.
So then losing that, then obviously, like, okay, they make the James Harden trade. You know, that still looks okay. I'm still kind of happy with the finals. They get LaMarcus, which LaMarcus was hooping until, you know, his heart, which, you know, prayers, blessings, and all that.
To LaMarcus. Best wishes to him. And he made the right choice for his family and his career.
He did. And I think that signing was better than the Blake signing. Because even though, yes, we've seen Blake dunk and all that, but
please go into detail. Please, I'm curious.
No, it's just like from what I've seen, like LaMarcus was doing good.
No, he was, but I just feel like on paper, you know, like Blake might fit with that team a bit better. So I'm curious why you thought LaMarcus was better. Was it before you think he was better before you watched them play, or was it like after you saw what he was contributing?
It was Honestly, it was after I saw a little bit. Then I started looking like, oh, LaMarcus, like 20 points, some rebounds. Oh, 19, 16. And then Blake, 8 points, two rebounds, you know.
Somebody was bored in San Antonio.
Yeah. So that kind of scares me for Brooklyn. But what I'm really going to look forward to in Brooklyn, which I really hope help, is Nick Claxton, Alize Johnson, and I think they have Mike James too.
So especially that second one.
Yeah, so I'm hoping those three guys can really help out during the playoffs. And I think they will, because they're playing with great generational talent.
And which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, D has been a huge fan of Alize Johnson since day one. So he got to the league, it almost seemed like on a monthly basis, like, yo, Alize just did this in the G League. Yo, Alize just did this. So for him to have gotten that shot, and he's just been such a great, high motor, good attitude contributor for that team, you know, you just can't help but be happy for him.
Yeah. And, you know, shout out to him. He got a multi-year contract.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he gets a ring. Hopefully he helps out. But I'm a little nervous.
I don't know if he gets the ring. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if he gets the ring, but hey.
I don't know either, to be honest. then let's go to Atlanta. George said Atlanta will surprise people. And they have. George, what did you see that some people really didn't see?
Just good quality pieces, but I'm not going to lie. Early on in the season, I thought, well, I really messed up here. You know, because they didn't start off too hot. I thought, hey, let me go ahead and give Trae Young some praise since I've been, you know, trashing him basically since he came out of Oklahoma. They really turned it on fairly well towards the end of the season. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're coming in with a 4-game win streak. My biggest thing though is the fact that they're about to play another really hot team in the first round, which I feel is probably gonna be one of the more entertaining series that we see in the East, and that's gonna be New York and the Atlanta Hawks. I think that's gonna be such a fun series.
And it helps that both of them haven't been in the playoffs. So, yeah, I agree. It's going to be very exciting. That one in Miami and Milwaukee.
Yes.
So, no, man. Trae Young, you know, you weren't high on him from the draft. But, you know what, you came to – not even – I'm not going to even say came to realization. You're like, you know what, I was wrong. And that's at least something I can respect from both of us. When we're wrong, we own up to it. Like, I'm about to own up to this shit. I said Utah wasn't going to make the playoffs. I didn't see him going to the fucking first seed. God damn. So, yo, shout out to Utah for getting mad at someone. Jesus Christ.
Which is crazy, but even at this point, I don't think they have, like, a lot of depth on their bench, but they easily have some of the best quality on their bench. So,
yeah.
Especially with Jordan Clarkson. Shout out to the second round pick from the LA.
Another second round pick, man. Hey, you know what? And also shout out to the young Lakers doing their thing. I mean, I'm not going to say D-Lo because he was hurt, but B.I. had a good year. Julius, most improved player.
Should be.
Clarkson,
easily.
Sixth man of the year. What could have been?
Lonzo didn't do too bad this year. His shooting strokes coming along. I believe he shot the three fairly well. What do you say, Daniel? What is that you say when we talk about how the Lakers traded away all those assets?
What do you say?
You say rings over what? Rings over what?
rings over young talent? What do I say?
I think you usually say rings over potential.
I guess, yeah. I'll take that compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, because you could have had all that potential, but you wouldn't have been able to afford it.
Exactly. And I'm happy these dudes are balling out, but I'm also happy, you know, that Lakers won in 2020. So
yeah,
but I'm happy to see these dudes do well.
Maybe in another universe, you could see all of them together playing.
Right.
Just like the multi-universe in Marvel.
I just want to say this too, Julius, and I know I've probably said this in past podcasts and past episodes, but I really thought that Julius was really just a jump shot away. And now that jump shot's a little more consistent, the dude's the bulldog down there, man.
No, he is. And what I remember Enes Kanter, people really took offense to this. Enes Kanter said Zion Williamson is a more athletic Julius Randle. People took it the wrong way. But if you really look at their numbers this year, it's pretty fucking similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I feel like people get so offended. I mean, that's just the world today that we live in. I'm not going to get into that.
No. Let's close that door before we even open it, man.
But no, Julius Randle is a hooper, and I'm really happy for him, for Clarkson, and all that. Especially Clarkson. I love it. Yeah. I'm happy for the Lakers, the young Lakers. I wish the Clippers had some young talent I could be happy for. Mark even Faye. If it was on another team. Oh, yeah, shout out to Shea, man. Shout out to Shea. Really did his thing this year for Oklahoma. But we'll get into the draft stuff once we get closer to the draft lottery. I'm thinking we do like a preview show just for the draft lottery.
And what about Miles Bridges? Oh yeah, that's right. Clippers didn't draft him, right?
No, or Michael Porter Jr.
I'm just messing with you, D. I'm just messing with you.
No, we got Jay Scrubb and Daniel Oturu. Woo!
Jay Scrubb didn't do too bad in that post you sent me, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's all right. But, yo, shout out to Terrence Mann, who's actually been doing okay for the
Clippers. Yep.
Late second round pick. But, all right, man, let's get into it. Let's go. For this one, we didn't mark our we didn't have it in order. We just said, like, oh, this team's making the playoffs, this team's making the playoffs, and our bubble team. Which, honestly, we totally forgot about this play-in game. So I'm kind of happy we had bubble teams.
Yes.
Yeah, so now we know. Even though in the West, I listed 13 out of the 15 teams.
That's almost like LeBron forgot about the play-in until he was in it, right?
Exactly. You know, I was doing salsa. But no, all right. So we said, just to keep it light, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1. Okay. We said we'd agreed on that Brooklyn, Bucks, Indiana, 76ers, Toronto, Miami, and Boston would be in the playoffs. We said we agreed on those seven. But you added in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's almost everyone, right? Minus Toronto, Avi?
Minus Toronto.
Yeah, so you did great. I didn't do that bad. And you said the bubble will be Charlotte or Wizards. Who got the 7th seed? Boston got the 7th seed, and Wizards looks like they're going to make it.
Yeah.
So
and they were in the plane, so yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So I also said Charlotte, Wizards, and I said Orlando. Just because they had to fucking do something, right? With all
and
those
they
players.
They had Aaron Gordon. Let's just throw that out there. They had Aaron Gordon. They had Aaron Gordon at the beginning of the season. So.
And they had Vucevic. And they had a healthy Markel until he tore his ACL.
Prayers to Markel. Hopefully he gets a speedy recovery and he just continues his development. Because he was finally getting his dues. You know what I'm saying? He was finally getting noticed. So it sucks.
Yeah.
He went down like that.
I'm just happy that he got paid before that
happened. Yeah.
Because that would have been bad. So that's what happened.
Nerlens Noel could have learned a lesson there.
Exactly. So that's what happened on the East. You did good. You did great. I did okay. So let's go to the West.
You did good too, man. I think you got like 7 or 6 out of 8. I mean, that's
not good enough. Job's
all
not
right,
done.
Got you. Job's not done.
All right. So we agreed on Clips, Lakers, Blazers, Denver, Dallas, right? That's 5 teams that we'd agreed on. And, okay, so we'd agreed on that. They're all in the playoffs. You said the Phoenix Suns. That was great. Did you see them going to the second seed?
No. No, I had them in the back end. Second seed was, you know, way above and beyond my expectations of what they were going to do. I saw them in the playoffs. It's kind of hard not to when you have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and pieces like that. And I'm still a huge DeAndre Ayton fan. I think at some point
he
could be like a – yeah. I think his floor would be like a poor man's Joel Embiid, which isn't bad.
That's not bad
at all. Because of that I thought that I had them in the playoffs. But did I see them being like the second best team in the Western Conference, especially with all these other players and you know, all these other teams and the talent they have? No. But shout out to them, man.
Shout out. And you know what? I'm going to say this. we're not talking about awards right now. We're going to do that, obviously, when the awards come out.
Yeah.
But let's just say I feel like they're missing someone who should be in the MVP category. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Interesting.
So you said the Suns were going to make it. My dumbass said the Houston Rockets, because I really believe James Harden would stay. And they were looking good until Christian Wood got hurt.
Yeah. Okay, but he got hurt like what, like a month into the season? I mean, can you really say they look good after a month?
I mean, some people's relationships look good in a month.
Hey.
You know? Nah, man. But no, I really like
that's,
that. Like,
that's a quote.
No, I really liked him, but my dumbass, I don't know. I should have known better. So your bubble, I really liked your bubble. Your bubble was Warriors, Pelicans, and Grizzlies.
Should have been there, man. It shouldn't have been the Spurs, but I would have been like perfect with that.
That would have been beautiful. That would have been beautiful. So,
see, I'm telling you, dude, Pop's still spoiling my shit to this day.
To this day.
If it wasn't Manu back in the early 2000s, it's always Pop. It's always Pop.
Always. So you said that my bubble, my dumbass, I talked about everyone. So my far-fetch was Wolves and Grizzlies. I said Grizzlies because Jaren Jackson Jr. wasn't going to play, but Ja just, oh my God, that whole team did good. Maybe was Utah. And my realistic was Suns, Warriors, and Pelicans. So that was interesting.
It was. But you know what? I know you brought this up previously. The Timberwolves missing the playoffs. You know, what's the likelihood that they get to keep their pick now?
You know what? That's an honest fucking Warriors. I hope the Grizzlies beat the Warriors. Because I want the Warriors. That's weird of me of saying this. I want the Warriors to get two lottery picks this year.
What?
I really do.
Careful what you wish for, because who was it who basically blew their title window open and shut down Lob City? Who was it?
Who was it?
Who was the team that took a leap forward and shut down Lob City? It was the Warriors.
Honestly, bro, my heart's been broken so many times by these fucking Clippers. Like, it is what it is.
Honestly, Daniel, do you see them getting past the second round realistically this season?
No. Not at all. I will never forget.
I get it.
No, you understand me, but I'll never forget. We were up 3-1 last year against the Denver Nuggets. I came home from work. You know, B got my Clippers shirt right there. She got me Wingstop. She's like, there you go. TV's on. Yo. You know, you're going to enjoy. And, you know, third quarter, I'm feeling good. And then, not again.
And then, you know, that Wingstop became more like emotional eating, huh?
Exactly. And then that was 3-2. Then we went to Vegas. We lost 3-3. Game 7.
Still had your Clipper gear on.
Still had my fucking Clipper gear on in Vegas. Game 7, we went to a restaurant. And, man, I was done. It was so bad. I know I've said this story before. But it was so bad that my friends, who are predominantly Laker fans, hit me up and were like, dude, come home. Come home. It's not funny anymore. Like, just come home.
I was, right?
Yeah. Yes, you were. And like I was devastated that day. Even though I knew better. But I was devastated.
It's okay, man. Like, I'm hoping, like, just the other day when the NFL schedule came out and I was like, yo, like, I think the Chargers can go, like, you know, 11-6, 12-5. And then I thought, realistically though, we don't make the playoffs. I get it.
No, thank you. I appreciate someone understanding my way of thinking. And the fucked up part is because I just looked at the Clippers schedule before we started recording. I'm like, dude, I've liked all these players before. Nick Batum, I wish he was on the team when we had Lob City. Boogie years Cousins, ago, years ago. Boogie. I've been a big Boogie fan. I've been a Kawhi fan. Paul George has been good. We got Rondo. Fuck, I liked Luke Kennard and Duke. Who else? Oh, Marcus Morris. Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, that's another one.
I'm looking at this team. I'm like,
if it was only like 2015, 2016, right?
Exactly. I'm like, oh man, this could have been something. But yeah, so I don't know how we went there, but yeah, fuck the Clippers. So yeah, so back to that, yeah, because it was the Warriors. Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Let's say this. Let's say hypothetically, I think the Clippers, their toughest matchup is probably going to be their first round.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's Utah or the Warriors, it really is just a matter of making sure the Clippers don't beat themselves. There is no reason why they should not get into the Western Conference Finals this year, hopefully against the Lakers. But it really comes down to just don't screw yourself anymore. Like, that's realistically what it is.
I agree, because honestly, I like my odds against Utah. I don't know how we did this season against Utah, but on paper, I like my odds. Who's going to guard Kawhi and Paul George? But what I also liked is our point guard depth is actually not bad. Like, Patrick Beverley is not what he was. I know that. He's okay.
You can't really depend on him, though, to be healthy.
No, you can't, which is totally fine. And then we have Reggie Jackson, who's been okay. He's been okay. But I forgot we have Yogi Ferrell, who I was a big fan of I believe he played in Texas. He played in Brooklyn. I really like Yogi Ferrell. So I'm looking at my point guard, man.
You're just going to overlook Rondo like that, though?
Oh, I thought I said Rondo. I'm sorry.
No.
That was my last one.
Hold up. No. Okay.
I like Rondo. That's four point guards. It's like, this could be the year, but fuck.
I can tell you, Rondo has another gear from experience. He has another gear in the playoffs. I've seen him do it to the Lakers in Boston, and I've seen him do it with the Lakers just last season. So if you can find that gear for the Clippers, again, no excuse. You ducked the Lakers. You got favorable matchups other than the first round for the most part, but I still would favor the Clippers over Dallas. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse to not make the Western Conference Finals this year. No excuse. No.
I agree, and honestly, if playoff Rondo can just be a little better than Pandemic P, I think we'll be okay.
You don't sound too sure of yourself like that. I think we'll be okay. Sounded so hesitant, so hesitant.
Because I am hesitant. I don't fucking know. But yeah, but going back, because we were talking about, you asked me about the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Man, just because they just – we'll get in depth in this in draft lottery, but if you look at the past number one draft pick selections, there's been a storyline, right? Minnesota last year got the first pick. They were trying to sell their team. The year before that, Zion Williamson, Pelicans traded Anthony Davis. Was it DeAndre Ayton? The next
before
one.
That. It might have been, yeah.
DeAndre Ayton, University of Arizona product. You know, for Phoenix.
After a scandal.
Yeah, after a scandal. Who else was that? Who else after DA or before DA?
Let me go ahead and I'll just open up the drafts. Hold up.
Yeah. So if you look at all this, there's patterns, right? I've noticed some patterns. You know, obviously, we know Cleveland got three first overall picks because LeBron left. If you look at single one, there's something, right? And so that's why I'm thinking, sadly.
How far back do you want me to go on these drafts?
Who was before DeAndre Ayton?
Before DeAndre Ayton, we have – Ayton was 2018, right?
Yeah.
So 2017.
Markel?
Markel Fultz. Yep.
The process. They were trying to complete the process. And honestly, Philly is a classic team. One of the teams that when Philly's doing good, the league is doing good.
And before that, guess what? It started the process. Ben Simmons.
Exactly. So there's always a storyline. And this year, since Minnesota just stole their team to Alex Rodriguez, I'm not saying they're going to get the first overall pick, but I think the league is going to tweak it to where they keep their top three pick. I hope I'm wrong, because I think they're like the seventh seed in the lottery right now.
So I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a look at it just hypothetically. What team has the storyline right now to pick up that first overall pick?
Oh, man. See, I haven't even done my research. I'm trying to think just off the top of my head.
Tell you what, I'll throw off these teams that didn't make the playoffs right now. I'll throw out 9 seed through 15. So right now, this is probably the Wizards. Let me see what the score is right now with this Wizards game. Let's see. Is it already over? Because it's not giving me the game. Okay, whatever.
Okay. Houston. Houston has a storyline. Oklahoma has a storyline.
Yeah, but I don't think Oklahoma, it's going to sound so messed up. I don't think Oklahoma is a big enough market for people to really care about their storyline.
But here's the thing. You forget that Cade Cunningham grew up in Oklahoma. He went to the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma State.
You know, yeah, I could see that. I kind of hope that'd be cool.
Yeah. Timberwolves, they just sold it. The Kings, again.
Kings ain't never going to get a first
round. Pelicans, probably not.
Nah.
The Spurs, maybe, a return to glory. Who knows?
Who knows that? I thought that would have been last year.
Yo, what about the Charlotte Hornets?
Is there anyone from the North Carolina area that's a top product? I don't think so. But I think the best ones, look, James Harden just got
that Charlotte is because he got Lonzo Ball, who has clearly shown that he can make that he makes his teammates better. Did I say Lonzo?
Yeah.
Sorry, LaMelo, and you don't gotta look any further than Miles Bridges.
Okay, so we'll get into depth later, but I just give a quick preview. At Houston just lost James Harden. That's a team that comes up that can get number one pick. And someone else, maybe Orlando. Maybe Orlando finally gets lucky.
Chicago?
And you got to – I don't think so. I don't think they'll give Chicago.
About Detroit.
And let's not even get into it. Chicago might not even get their pick. That's a different story for a different day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we got to have one. We'll have one. But I say Orlando because – I'm gonna sound like a conspiracy theorist. I am a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry, I am. But
frozen and
where did we have the bubble? What city?
Orlando.
Orlando. So I see it. It's between three teams. Somehow, randomly, Minnesota gets it. Obviously, they just sold to Alex Rodriguez, right?
Yeah.
I don't really see that, but that'll be like number three. Number two for me is Orlando because we had the bubble in Orlando, and Orlando traded all their shit, right? Evan Fournier, Vucevic, Gordon. Yeah. But I think Houston will get the number one pick. We'll see. We'll see. I might be totally wrong.
Only because of what you said about Cade Cunningham and him being the potential number one overall pick, I think the Thunder will get the number one overall pick. Just based on that, I got a little bit of a, okay. I feel
you
like
can see it.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see 100%. Yeah. Especially, I mean, I hadn't noticed that every team had a story coming in up until the draft recently, which is pretty eye opening. Good catch on that.
Conspiracy theorist 101.
Hey, yo, man, let's be honest, man. I think all conspiracies are rooted in some truth.
Easily. Easily. Don't get me started on any American history because I don't want to die. But. All right, so I thought this was going to be a quick one. We're already at an hour. Okay, so let's just go into it. Who's going to be in your West Finals and who's going to be in the NBA Finals? Let's just talk about that.
So my West Finals initially, I had Lakers in Portland, but you made it obvious that can't happen. So this is what I want. I want Lakers and Clippers, all the marble. That's what I want.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you 100% on that.
Realistically, just because it's just hard to bank on them.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a chance it could be Lakers in Utah. I think there's a chance.
I'm going to stick to my gut. I think it will be Lakers-Clippers.
I hope so.
I really hope so too. I might go to a, well, I can't afford it because I'm getting married, but I mean, I'll try to go to a playoff game.
Why not, right?
Why not? So on the East, since you went first, I'm going to go next. I still have Brooklyn going in the East Finals, and it's going to be a showdown, a great game between Brooklyn and Philadelphia. Great series. That's my East seed.
So do you want me to give you my East Conference Finals as well?
Yeah.
I got the same thing. I got Sixers and Nets, and I think that they're going to put on an absolute show.
I think so, too. I think it'll be a great game.
Both these teams are stacked top to bottom.
Yeah, and we have a little, you know, Mike D'Antoni and James Harden versus, what's his name? Oh, my gosh.
Doc Rivers?
No, Daryl Morey.
Oh, right. He's in Philadelphia.
Yep. Right. So, all right, finals for you. You can go first.
Look, man, you really going to ask? I got the Lakers.
All right, Lakers versus who?
Philadelphia. I think Brooklyn falls short, and they fall short because it's just typical of James Harden to fall short.
Okay. Who wins and how many
sorry,
games?
Not just James Harden, but you got James Harden fall short. You got D'Antoni tends to fall short. You got KD, who would always fall short until he teamed up with probably the best team of the last decade. You got Kyrie, who didn't really do much by himself in Cleveland until LeBron got back. So these are players that, yeah, they have won, but, I mean, they've won when they've either had, A, the best player on the planet on their team, or they joined the best team possible as the best player. So because of that, I have question marks. So I'm taking the Sixers.
All right. And how many games? Who's winning?
I'm taking Sixers over the Nets, and I'm going to put it at 6.
All right. Wait, no, we're talking about the Lakers versus Philly.
Oh, Lakers versus Philly in the finals?
Yeah. That's rough. That's rough.
Tell you what, I'll just leave it at this. It'll probably be 6 or 7 games. The fan in me says, hey, the Lakers are going to win. Realistically, it's tough. It's a toss up if those two teams meet in the finals. It's a toss up.
All right. So I'm gonna say this right now. Hot take. An Eastern Conference team is gonna win it this year. I'm gonna say that Ooh-wee, right now. And I'm gonna say okay. The finals is the finals we all wanna see. Brooklyn versus the Lakers. Brooklyn versus Los Angeles, and I'm going Brooklyn in 6.
Hey, tell you what, just the way LA took Brooklyn's baseball team, we're going to take that championship too, so ain't no biggie to me.
Hey, it is what it is, man. But, all right, I thought it was going to be quick, but we ended up being an hour. But, all right, man, that is it. Any last words?
Lakers in 5.
Lakers in 5 against Phoenix. Whew, that's going to be a good one. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for listening. I guess now we're going to start watching basketball because now it's going to get fun.
It's playoff time, dude.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, and catch us next time.
Yeah, we'll run it back with y'all.
Yes, sir. All right, then, bro. Take it easy.
All right, take it easy, man.
All right, late.